I see you scored a try against Guy's Hospital. You remember that?
Yeah, it was my first, but that was my first points. Goes against the grain where everybody talks about me, you couldn't kick goals. I think I had a conversion against Loughborough Colleges.
You did indeed.
Which again surprised me, because again I haven't looked this up now. It was one of those things I look back way back when I was looking, trying to get everything up together. And then when you look through some of the reports, I was like, I can't believe that. And I knew I did score against Guy's that year. And I knew that was my first try, but I also had scored a conversion before that, and I think it was Loughborough.
It was.
And I don't know if I scored any more.
Yes, that was the first of two kicks that you had in your career for Gloucester. Two successful kicks.
I had a lot more misses. I didn't have too many more misses because they didn't trust me. But I did take up, because of this pressure of, kickers win games, and Gloucester, unfortunately, I thought that we had some real good backs, but we were never blessed with people, especially the press, because it was all forward dominated. And we got really slated about the style of play. And even when we had a good day with back scoring tries, etc., it was never, all they were looking for, because unfortunately it was an era which I got no problems with. We were a hard physical side, especially up front. But it took away from, I think, a lot of the good backs that we had, because the press would rather write about the bad stuff than the good stuff. Mm. So I think we were what we call, in the terms of the press, underachieved. And it hurt quite a lot, really, because we, as I say, we played some good stuff. But we never got any real notification for it. But in actual fact, the United game I played in, and again I was looking through that, which was the second game, I actually scored a try in that and had a conversion, and I couldn't believe that either. So it was one of my major drawbacks throughout my game, was that if anybody ever said anything about me, can't get goals. But
well, one of the things I noticed when I was looking through the records was that the first game of your second season, your first full season in 1970-71, the first game of the season was against Clifton.
Yeah.
And you both scored a try and kicked a conversion, which was your last successful kick for Gloucester.
I didn't realise that. What was that, about 26-3 or something like that?
Yes, it was something like that. Yeah.
I must admit, I can't ever remember seeing you place the ball, to be honest.
I saw you play an awful lot of times.
Yeah, well, I did take up some kicking practice with Dave Hange, who played for Gloucester and Bristol and County. And he spent a fair bit of time with me, but it's all about being able to kick the ball when there's nobody about. And I was never that good, so I'm not even going to say I was. I got quite a reasonable accuracy on it with his straight on kicking. But when I actually come to a game, and you've got all that buzzing around you, and it wasn't like they do so much nowadays where everybody goes silent. I didn't have the concentration for it, to be honest. I want to be running with a ball, and obviously I want to be on the winning side. But I never really had the sort of temperament to. Because in those days, you have kicking tees, you had to make the way David taught me was to, you made the groove in the ground with the back of your heel, and then sort of tee it up like that with a little bit of a mound. I didn't have the patience to do that and to, try and focus. Yeah. And that's why I was never very successful at it. So it went in the too hard bin, really. So I just continued with...
And I guess it's also a feature of who else the club had to do the kicking. I guess your first two or three seasons, it was Eric Stevens.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was that particularly you mentioned with Clifton. When it came to the trials, it certainly was a citizen. It got, who's going to be fullback? Whether it was going to be the sort of running defensive fullback, which I was, or you were going to have a goal-kicking fullback. And to start with, they went with me. And, you know, I like to think it worked out well, but you know, in tight matches, it didn't. But then again, I've been with some of the best kickers, and as you know, with Peter Butler and Eric on a good day, and they haven't kicked a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it didn't happen very often, but, you know, even on the worst of it, it can happen. So, you know, kicking doesn't win all the time.
Yeah. And they moved Eric out to the wing, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a funny situation, yeah, because obviously he was a match winner when it came to it, and Eric went to the wing. And I think between the three of us, at that particular time when Peter came, it was a case of we were all, and in fact, Eric at times went to outside half as well.
Yeah.
So I just took every game as a bonus. Yes, of course I was upset when I got dropped and gutted with certain, you know, decisions, but you just got to get on with it and get back and fight for it again, and, you know, things came round again.
Well, you had lots of bonuses in that second season because you played 40 matches out of the 51
right.
fixtures.
I didn't know that one, so yeah.
So you weren't out the side very much.
Well, no, because I didn't know that one. But again, I think that was because they probably moved Eric to the wing.
Yeah.
And again, I think we had a good season. I can't remember who was captain the second time round.
Mike Nichols, his first year.
That was his first one, right.
Yeah, because Dick Smith had been
captain. He was the captain the first year, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because obviously Mike was captain on the third season, which was the national knockout one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't realise to play that many games in that year.
Yeah.
So, that was a real good time as well.